guys like Gore and Kaepernick anything like what you've experienced in the past during your college career?
You know, I would like to say I played against some talented guys, you know, at the college level, but obviously this is the NFL and even, you know, at an even higher level. So, you know, those are two really talented a duo, you know, quarterback and running back.
From the limited time you've had, what have you seen that makes you believe that you're going to be okay in Sunday's game? What have you done well that you like?
You know, I'm confident. I'm confident in myself. I know, you know, what to do assignment-wise, and I'm going to go out there and play hard.
What do you have to do personally, you know, with your whatever you were charged with responsibility-wise against the zone read?
You know, I'll have responsibility on the dive a lot, you know, with the dive take, and depending on the defense sometimes, you know, the quarterback if they do that. So, you know, it just depends on the defense and what we're trying to do.
You feel comfortable at this point in coverage, and you know, they have some pretty good tight ends. With you, what you've been able to do in coverage, and what you might be asked to do in the nickel.
Oh yeah, I feel comfortable. You know, I'm excited for the opportunity, and you know, it's something I've been working towards. You know, all camp and everything, and you know, all this season so far. So, you know, I feel ready for the opportunity.
What's the biggest challenge in that regard that you've had to deal with? Getting yourself ready for that.
You're playing some talented guys, you know, so it's just a matter of, you know, being in the right position and knowing what to do so you can play fast.
When you're in that situation, do you think about, all right, well, if I get into a situation where it's me and Kaepernick, let's say, on the edge, I mean, how do you prepare for something like that? How can you prepare for that kind of speed?
You got to know your assignment and, you know, be in the right position. You know, I'm going to make sure I'm in the right spot when I do have him per se to, you know, I'm going to make sure he doesn't have 10 yards of space around me, you know, when he gets the ball, if I do have him, for instance, or something like that. So, you know, those are the type of things that, you know, just knowing what to do and if I am ever on him, you know, putting myself in a position where I can succeed.
Because I would imagine, and even in coverage-wise, when you're a linebacker, you could end up in a mismatch that does not favor your skills, whether it's, mm-hmm. you know, a situation like that, or, right. you know, last week Jaquan got caught, you know, deep in coverage on Curse, you know, a quick wide receiver. Is it just about assignments? I mean, can you cheat a little bit when you know who you're dealing with?
You know, at the end of the day, players got to make plays, and you know, that's what it comes down to at the end of the day. But you know, understanding the defense, knowing what your assignment is, what you need to do, you can help yourself by putting yourself in the most favorable position. You know, and that's what I'm focusing on this week. You know, making sure I know everything, what to do, and where I need to be, so I can put myself in the most favorable position.
Would you like a matchup to be more physical with a smaller guy, or? You know, for a tight end, you get to use your quickness, you know.
I'm most definitely, you know, going to use the assets I have. You know, I feel like I'm a physical player, so as much as I can, I'm going to use that to my advantage.
So many guys this week have talked about defense being a matter of trust. So you do your assignment, and you trust the other guy will do his.
Right.
I mean, how do you guys trust each other after you've had, you know, so many disappointments recently?
I think the trust is good. Obviously, we have to prove it on Sunday and how we play and what we're doing, but I think we're moving in the right direction, and it goes back to just knowing your job and not worrying about anything else, but doing your job to the best of your ability. And you know, that's what I'm focusing on. You know, I'm not getting overwhelmed with anything. I'm looking at what the coaches are asking me to do, and you know, watching film constantly and putting myself in the best position.
Knowing your job, though, you're in a situation where you could end up having different responsibilities from play to play,
mm-hmm.
because of where you play, what right. you guys might be in terms of scheme wise.
Right.
Is that even more of a, you know, like you mentioned film study before? I mean, to know what you're doing when they're asking you to do it, because they are asking you to do so much.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, that's essential. You gotta know. That's the first. You gotta know, you know, what you're doing in the defense and where to align and stuff, so you can help yourself succeed. And you know, that's what I'm focusing on. And I trust myself and my ability from there. But, you know, if I could put myself in the best position and know what to do assignment-wise, then, you know, I think I would be successful.
Because conceivably, you could be in a situation where you're, you know, one play you're responsible for the dive, the next play you're supposed to be containing on the outside.
Yeah, depending on defense and what we got going on, things like that can happen.
Have you noticed, has there been anything that in practice you're going from one to the other to the other to the other?
There's usually consistency, and if we do switch, you know, everybody's on the same page.